Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Roy.
We may sound a little different. That's because we're not able to record in our normal studios during the coronavirus outbreak. Now, Roy, stop using your phone. We're trying to talk. Ah, I know what game you're playing. You're probably too embarrassed to tell people which game it is. And in this program, we have a word to use when you want to be discreet or not let people know something.
Well, I absolutely love this new app game. It's the one where you play as a dog that has to catch bananas and throw them through a hoop. Have you played it?
I know the one. It's called Banana Catching Dog Hoop Challenge, the game. I'm low-key addicted to playing it.
What? Why did you say low-key?
Ah, I use that word because I don't want everyone to know what I'm doing. Surely you have some self-respect and don't want people to know that you're playing a game for 8-year-olds.
No, I don't care what people think of me. I still watch cartoons, play video games, and read comics.
Well, I'm sure there's something you want to be discreet about. We'll find out right after these examples.
I low-key love watching romantic comedies. I tell my girlfriend I don't, but secretly I do. He's low-key in love with Eric. He talks about him all the time, but he won't admit it. I low-key fell over walking to the shops. I'm so embarrassed.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the word low-key, which is used when you don't want to admit to something.
Most people know low-key as an adjective which describes things, such as events that are quiet.
Like a low-key wedding, one without many guests held in a modest venue.
In the use in this programme, low-key is used as an adverb to mean secretly or moderately. It's also spelt as one word. You know, the opposite to low-key is high-key. When you're proud about something and you want everyone to know, you use the term high-key.
Roy, I'm more subtle and discreet than you.
Well, I high-key love playing video games. Even that app game. Yeah, I know it's meant for young children, but it's still really cool.
I low-key enjoy them too. I don't want to tell anyone.
Well, I low-key have about 20 other games, like Banana Catching Dog Hoop Challenge, the game, on my phone.
I knew it. I knew you'd want to be low-key about something.
Do you want to play one?
Of course I do. Bye, Roy.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From the BBC.